Hey, and welcome back to A Purposeful Brand. This week, we are continuing the Business Basics series with part three. And today, we are going to focus on creating quick and engaging content for your business. Now, content creation is vital for connecting with your audience and establishing your brand presence online. For this episode, I'm going to be releasing a content idea brainstorm worksheet, and this resource is going to complement all the topics that we are going to discuss. So check the description link so you can sign up. And if you miss any of the emails that come out, don't worry. If you're on the list at the end of the series, I'm going to send out a recap, which will have all the episodes and the accompanying resources. So these episodes are designed to be bite-sized so you can just absorb the information quickly, apply it to your business, and start creating content. So let's dive in. Hey friend, thanks for tuning in to A Purposeful Brand Podcast, a space where faith and entrepreneurship come together to ignite your purpose. If you're a Christian mom who dreams of building a business that not only thrives, but aligns with your faith and allows you to stay home with your kids, well, you found your tribe. I'm your host, Jessica, and each week we're diving deep into the world of purpose-driven entrepreneurship. In each episode, we chat about topics like faith-infused business strategies, time management, identifying your unique gifts, practical tips to help you build a purposeful brand, and having heart-to-heart conversations with successful Christian women who've walked the path you're on. Get ready to fuel your journey with faith, purpose, and unstoppable drive. Let's empower you to use your God-given gifts, make an impact for the kingdom, and live a life of fulfillment. So stay tuned, because this is where faith meets business and where your entrepreneurial dreams fuel your God-given mission. All right, on the first two episodes of the Business Basics series, we built a foundation. We talked about discovering your business idea and identifying your niche and target audience. Then we dove into crafting a brand story rooted in faith and emphasizing your mission, values, and purpose. Now that we have a clear business idea and a compelling brand story, it is time to start creating content to attract the people that God has for us. Now, I recommend that you start with at least two different marketing channels, one for long form content and one for short form content. For example, I would pair maybe a blog and Instagram, or you could pair a podcast and an email list. Now picture this, you've got your blog set up and an Instagram page, or heck, maybe you even have a podcast like this one, but it all comes down to planning. Seriously, without a game plan, you're just going to be spinning your wheels. So I'm going to give you a five-step plan to streamline your content creation process, and then we're going to break down and talk about each step a little bit here. So number one, define your content pillars and subtopics. Number two, create a content plan outlining what, when, and where you post. Number three, research content ideas based on audience needs and your business goals. And number four, batch your content so that you can stay ahead of the schedule and minimize interruptions. And number five, stay consistent with your posting schedule while maintaining authenticity in your brand. So let's break these down just a little bit. So when you are identifying your content pillars, these are going to be the main themes or topics that are relevant to your business, and they're always going to tie back to who you serve, how you serve them, what their struggles are, what are their goals that they want, what is the solution to their problems. They can be overarching themes and really encompass a variety of aspects of your niche or industry, but they're all going to tie into who you serve, how you serve them, and what it is that your business does for those categories. So for example, for a web designer, some content pillars may be brand design. A second one could be common questions, the behind the scene process of working with you, how to get your clients' websites ranked on Google. Okay, so these are going to be main like themes or topics that you're going to use to organize your content. Once you have your main 5 to 7 topics, I then want you to brainstorm some subtopics of things that could fall under that. Now, this does not need to be specific content ideas, such as like what you're going to post. They're just going to be subtopics that are related to your main topic. Now, when you have your content pillars and your subtopics defined, then you can go ahead and create a plan outlining what, when, and where you will post. And so this part here, I want you to, one, be realistic. Be realistic and honest with yourself about your capacity in your current season of life. So it could look something as simple as you're going to create 2 blog posts a month, 4 emails that will go out to your email newsletter. And every week you're going to post to Instagram 3 times, and then you're going to show up in stories 4 times out of the week. So it could be very simple. So just be realistic about what you can be consistent with. And I always recommend starting a little bit lower than what you think that you can handle, because I know we want to like strive high, but start a little bit lower. So this way you can get really good at being consistent with the little bit. And then you, as you get better, as you get used to it, and as you build out your processes and strategies and things, then you can start adding in more. Now, the third step, research content ideas based on audience needs and your business goals. So I want to mention that before you post anything, before you brainstorm anything, before you write any captions, it's important that you know the purpose of your post. So are you entertaining? Are you educating your audience? Maybe you are showing transformations. You're selling, or you're just like relating to them, building that know, like, and trust factor. It's important that you know the purpose of your post, so that way you can write and create that relates to the end goal of what that purpose is. And I encourage you to not always just entertain. Do not always just sell. Do not always just educate. Mix it up. Okay, so here are some of my favorite ways to generate content ideas. Now, after you've gone through your content pillars, your subtopics, and you know who it is that you're serving, and you've looked at your offers and how you're helping your clients, you can already, just from that, generate a ton of ideas. But some other things that I love to do is mind mapping. I love getting on my whiteboard and putting an idea and then kind of, you know, spider web out of there, okay? So mind mapping is great for creating content and then creating just so many different subtopics, and it can continue and continue on. I love it. Another thing that you can do is get into Facebook groups. So you can go into Facebook groups and you can like put your keyword, like if you're a web designer, you can put web designer in the like search box and see what people are asking, see what questions they have, what their concerns are, what their problems are, and use that to generate topic ideas, do market research, and see how it relates back to your ideal client, who it is that you're serving, how you serve them, and the transformation that you're giving them. Another thing that you can do is go into Instagram and find larger accounts that are serving similar audiences and have similar offers that you do, and look at what type of content they're putting out and what's resonating with their audience, what's getting a lot of likes and shares and comments, and what are the people saying in the comments. These are great ways for you to generate content ideas. In addition to that, you're going to look at your own business goals. If you know that you have a launch coming up in 30 days, you know that you need to create content that is related and tailored to that launch so that you can draw people in. Hey friend, quick interruption here. If all of this sounds like a lot, if you are still racking your brain about how to create content and what are my exact pillars going to be, I would love to work with you and help brainstorm with you and narrow down your content creation process, what you're going to be talking about and who you're going to be serving and your audience and all of the fun things that can come from running a business and serving the people that God has called you to serve. Book a clarity call in the description to see how we can work together. All right, now back to the episode. And then number 4 is batch your content. This is so important as moms because we are busy and we do not have time to post on the fly. And I know sometimes we get inspired, we're led by the Holy Spirit to share something, and that's fine. But I truly believe that as busy moms in business, we need to have a plan ahead of time, and it's important to batch. Even if you're batching just a week ahead or a month ahead, batching is just going to save you so much time, and it's going to help you stay on track so that you're reaching your goal. So I found this interesting, and it says that the average person is interrupted 31.6 times a day. Now, that's the average person. What about the average mom, okay? How many times is the average mom interrupted? So Good Old Google says that most of the time, mothers last no more than 10 minutes without interruptions. And 15 times per hour they're being interrupted. That's one interruption every 4 minutes. This is crazy. As moms, we are constantly being interrupted. So this is why I truly believe that it's important to batch our content. So you can batch your content in a couple different ways. One, you can just create all of the content, like take a whole day and create all of the content for the week and schedule it and put it out there. But I also like where you can take your content and maybe it's going to take a little bit longer, but you're going to break it up into three different steps. So day one, you can brainstorm all of your content ideas. And this is like specific posts. Like I'm going to post specifically about this and this, and I'm going to write a blog about this. And then the second day, you can go ahead and write all of the captions, write the email for that week, write the blog for that week. You're going to do all of your writing. And then on the third day, you can create the graphic, you can find the images and schedule the posts. Now, this is called context switching when we are constantly going back and forth from different tasks. And so that's why I break it up in this way, because this way we're doing all of our writing and it helps us to stay focused on just writing. Or the first day, you know, we're just brainstorming. And so when we're not context switching, we're going to save so much time. So we lose 20% of our cognitive capacity when we're switching in between tasks. And they say that it takes 20 minutes to get back on track. And that's after we've been interrupted. So when you think about the average mom is being interrupted once every 4 minutes, and it takes 20 minutes to get back on track, if we have to consistently go back and forth between writing a blog and then brainstorming ideas and then finding the images, we're gonna lose so much productivity. So let's make things easier on ourselves, okay? All right, and number five is stay consistent with your posting schedule. This is so important. So it's important to stay consistent with your posting schedule because one, you're just gonna build that muscle. Build the muscle of consistency, especially when this is something new for you and you have not been doing it for a long time. Build that muscle. Second, you're gonna build trust with your audience. So build the know, like, and trust factor with your audience. They know that you're gonna show up for them. Even if it's three times a week, they know that three times a week, you're gonna be there and they can rely on you. And it's gonna help build that expertise and help people know you for what it is that you do. Because if you're so inconsistent with your content and you're showing up like five times 1 week, and then you ghost everyone for 3 weeks, and then you show up two times, and then one time, people are gonna forget about you. That's just the honest truth. But if you're staying consistent, even if it's a smaller amount of time, you're gonna stay top of mind. Now, something I did not mention is authenticity within your brand. It is so important to show up as you are. And I know that a lot of people struggle with showing their face. They struggle with being open with others and just putting themselves out there. But if you are not being true to yourself and who it is that God made you to be and how you are uniquely created, beautifully created, then you're going to have a really hard time attracting the people that He's called you to serve. So I've got two bonus tips here for you. First one is to keep things simple. Focus on the one or two marketing platforms initially and build from there. And then the second is regularly evaluate your content strategy so you can adapt to changing audience preferences, business goals, pivots, and things like that. Check in and see what is working and what is not working. So just a really quick recap. Here is the five-step plan to streamline your content creation process. One, define your content pillars and subtopics. Two, create a content plan outlining what, when, and where you post. Three, research content ideas based on audience needs and your business goals. Four, batch your content to stay ahead of schedule and minimize interruptions. Five, stay consistent with your posting schedule. Don't forget to join the email list so that you can get the resources mentioned in this episode. Next week, we're going to be discussing marketing strategies tailored to busy mom schedule. So until next time, God bless. All right, so that's a wrap for today's episode. I pray this episode blessed you, and I hope you found some inspiration and strategies in here to help you create content with ease as a mom in business. If you enjoyed this episode, found value in it, will you do me a favor and leave a review? Your reviews truly help this podcast reach more amazing women like you. So head to Apple and just leave a review. It takes like 30 seconds to do it, and it would truly just bless me so much. And here's another fun way that you can show your support for the podcast. Take a screenshot of this episode and share it in your Instagram stories. Tag me at jessican.solis so I can connect with you and reshare your stories. Remember, your journey is unique, your gifts are powerful, and your faith is your greatest asset. So until next time, keep dreaming big, taking inspired action, and living out your calling.